From the Symphony No. 7, titled Sinfonia Antarctica, that was the first movement, the prelude, with Adrian Bolt conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra, music by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And that was a request from Judy and Bill in Madison, who just returned from Antarctica and wanted to share this with us. Charles in Madison writes on his request form that as the year 2019 stumbles towards December 31st, it's time to think of songs we like to hear as we roast the old and toast the new. Lately, Charles has been watching, listening to YouTube videos of Irish music. And one of the best-known songs from Ireland, he says, is The Parting Glass. He says that there are many versions of this song on the internet, but the one that he feels is the best one is by the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin.
Of all the money that there I spent it in good company, and of all the harm that here I've done, alas, and all I've done for want of heed to my memory now I can't recall, so fail to me a parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the here I had their sorry now for my going away, and of all the sweethearts that ere I've had, they would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you all. A man may drink and not be drunk, a man may fight and not be slain, a man may court a pretty girl and perhaps be welcomed home again, but since it has so ordered been a time to rise and a time to fall, fail to me parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. So good night and joy be with you all.
We just heard The Parting Glass, performed by the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin, a request from Charles in Madison. And there were a number, in fact, I think three or four today, that had to be downloaded of requests. And I want to just give a big thank you to Sheila Shigley, because without her expertise, I could not do this. And so she was in yesterday and was able to help to get your request here today. And so again, thank you so much, Sheila, for your help with getting this for the listeners. I hope they're all happy. I know that I am, especially hearing this request, which I was not familiar with, and a couple others as well. Laurie in Stevens Point remembers about a year ago when Laurie Skelton played Renee Fleming's version of Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson. And Laurie feels, as I think we all do, that Fleming is such a versatile soprano. And in this performance, she sounded like she was having so much fun. Joining her is Wynton Marsalis and Friends.
Too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Korea and Alice. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling, yoo-hoo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you. Daddy, daddy.
That was definitely a fun arrangement and performance featuring soprano Renee Fleming and Wynton Marsalis and friends playing the tune by Leroy Anderson, Sleigh Ride, a request from Laureen Stevens Point, who remembers hearing it a year ago when Laurie Skelton featured it on her program. Time to squeeze in this request from David in Waukesha, who would like to hear Spring from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, and he really wanted to hear the an arrangement that was recomposed by Max Richter. And unfortunately, we don't have this in our music library, but I did want to get this in because it's an important request. And it's to his brother. He's dedicating this to his brother, George, in Cambridge, in remembrance of Brian Soper, George's husband and dear friend of this program, and of course, dear friend of this host, whom we miss very much. We have time for the first movement, and I hope you enjoyed this recording. It is with violinist Joshua Bell, and he's conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. We'll hear the first movement. First movement from Vivaldi's Spring from the Four Seasons. That was violinist Joshua Bell conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, a request from David in Waukesha for his brother George in Cambridge. Coming up next, we'll hear some music of Johannes Brahms here on Classics by Request.
I'm Anne Strangchamps. We interview a lot of writers on To the Best of Our Knowledge. Before they leave the studio, we ask them to tell us their favorite book.
My name is Margaret Atwood.
Tommy Orange.
Lydia Yuknovich.
I'm Werner Herzog.
This is Anne Lamott. A book that changed my life forever was Pippi Longstockings.
I was eating a donut, and I just realized what a novel could do for the first time.
Welcome to Bookmarks, a new weekly micro-podcast. Learn more at ttbook.org/bookmarks.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like DuPaco Credit Union and Farm Table Foundation play a huge role in the success of WPR. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor.
24/7 Jazz HD2 is available on your smartphone. For jazz, big band, and blues, go to the App Store and download the free WGTD app. HD2 is still available on your desktop at WGTD.org and in the Kenosha Racine area on your HD radio.
Every year, on the last Saturday before the new year, I like us to remember the dear members of our Classics by Request listening community who are no longer with us. And you probably know that every year at this time, I like to recall John Gosinski's descriptive words on the Andante from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. John died 15 years ago. He was a devoted fan of this program. In fact, he would send me a long and detailed email after every program commenting on the requests made that day. John said of this work by Brahms and this movement, the Andante Third Movement, he said the following: "What a composer! What sublime and gorgeous music! But it also reminded me of a parallel with life. In both music and life, you follow along the progress, enjoying every moment. And when the end comes, it's so gracious and inevitable and fulfilling that one doesn't fret that it's over, but rather rejoice that it happened." Those were John Gosinski's beautiful words on the Andante from the Piano Concerto No. 2. By Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
remembering our dear members of our Classics by Request listening community with the third movement, the Andante movement, from the Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major by Johannes Brahms. That was pianist Daniel Barenboim and the New York Philharmonic, led by conductor Zubin Mehta. Can you believe it that Classics by Request, starting in January, which is what, this Wednesday, this program will be in its 40th year. And I'll be starting my 21st year hosting it. And I have to tell you, it's a privilege to host Classics by Request. And I am so grateful for this opportunity and your friendship as we enjoy our Saturdays together. Thank you for supporting this program and sharing your requests week after week. I want to wish you all the best in 2020, and I'm looking forward to celebrating with you 40 years of Classics by Request. It's your program, and you did it. You are making this program a beautiful program for generations to come. Thank you. I thought we'd conclude, as I usually do, after listening to that sublime movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. What else could follow it? Well, Song for World Peace by John Williams. Thank you. concluding Classics by Request with music by John Williams, Song for World Peace, and that was the composer directing the Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles. I'm Ruth Ann Bestman. It's been a year, and starting in just 4 days from now, our 40th anniversary, something really special to look forward to. And we'll be doing something. I can't tell you what yet, but things are in the works, and we'll be talking about it for the whole year. So thank you again for everything you do to make this program strong. It's because of you. Coming up next, it's live from the Met, and today's broadcast, Mozart's classic fairy tale, The Magic Flute. That starts at 12 o'clock. I'll be back a couple hours after for some Saturday afternoon classics. And then at 4 o'clock, it's Weekend All Things Considered from National Public Radio, followed by Live From Here at 5, and it's a live show with lots of festive favorites, they're saying, and a long list of guests that will also include Roseanne Cash and cellist Yo-Yo Ma and Edgar Meyer. Then at 7 o'clock this evening, it's The Road to Higher Ground with Jonathan Overby. He'll be with you for 4 hours, featuring world music by artists from various global cultures. Lots to look forward to for your listening enjoyment. And I think at 11 o'clock, it's some jazz. So stay with us. And if you're out and about, be safe. The weather could be a little tricky, and be careful of slippery spots. Have a wonderful new year. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Come, Creator Spirit, and the creative and dedicated Wisconsin classical musicians who brought Mahler's Symphony of 1,000 to the Overture Center this past May. John Demain conducts this monumental performance Sunday at 12:30 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
There are many things to enjoy in Wisconsin in every season of the year. Wisconsin Public Radio is here 365 days a year to serve you with informative, thought-provoking programs. Thank you to WPR members whose support makes it all.
You're listening to WGTD HD.